This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. Members of the U.S. Congress are examining national police reform proposals following the death of George Floyd, and local and state officials have announced more steps to change funding and authorizations for the use of force in their police departments. Wednesday, the House Judiciary Committee will hear from one of Floyd's brothers. Floyd is the African-American man whose death in police custody after an officer held a knee to his neck for almost 9 minutes sparked nationwide protests urging reforms. House Democrats have proposed a package of reforms that includes bans on racial profiling and chokeholds, making it easier to sue officers in civil court and establishing a national database tracking of officer misconduct. A vote is planned this month. Republican leaders in the Senate are beginning to work their own package of proposals. Hong Kong police say they arrested 53 people on the first anniversary of the city's anti-government movement. Thousands of protesters defied a police ban, gathering downtown in the late afternoon. Throughout the night, police in riot gear could be seen charging at protesters and using pepper spray to disperse the crowd. Officials say those arrested have been charged with various offenses, including unlawful assembly and participating in an unauthorized assembly. With the looming national security laws imposed by China, many said they wouldn't stop the resistance but would take a more cautious approach. The new law is expected to be enacted within the next few months. On June 9th last year, some 1 million Hong Kongers staged a peaceful protest against a proposed extradition law that would allow individuals to be sent to China for trial. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization is urging Pakistan to impose a new round of coronavirus lockdowns. This is the number of COVID-19 infections there has soared over the last several days. A WHO representative recommended in a letter that officials adopt intermittent lockdowns of 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, and to double its testing capacity. The Muslim-majority nation has reported more than 113,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with well over 2,100 deaths, including a record 105 fatalities reported on Tuesday. The U.S. State Department says it will resume operations at its consulate in the central Chinese city of Wuhan. That's where the novel coronavirus was first detected late last December. The State Department withdrew consulate staff and their families in late January after the Chinese government put the city under lockdown to curb the spread of the virus. The U.S.'s Dr. Anthony Fauci has described COVID-19 as his worst nightmare. The New York Times reported Tuesday on Fauci's speech to biotechnology executives, saying the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases director warns that the pandemic isn't over yet. Fauci said he was surprised at how fast COVID-19 spread after emerging from China in December. Most efficiently transmitted diseases can become a pandemic between 6 months to a year, where COVID-19 took a month. After getting off to a strong start on Wednesday, European markets are falling as investors wait to hear what steps the U.S. Federal Reserve will take to ensure a post-pandemic recovery. The Dow Jones and the S&P 500 are trending down in futures trading, while the Nasdaq is trending higher hours before the opening bell on Wall Street. Prosecutors in Sweden say they know who killed Prime Minister Olof Palme in 1986, and the case is now closed. That is because the main suspect is dead. Chief Prosecutor Christer Petersen told reporters that because Stig Engström died in 2002, he is unable to interview him or indict him. A gunman killed Palm after he left a Stockholm movie theater with his wife and son. Engström was considered a suspect years ago, but was dismissed after repeated questioning. He had a military background, worked in an office near the crime scene, was a member of a shooting club, and was known to have a strong dislike for Palm and his policies. We have more international headlines for you at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.